This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Welcome back to Perspectives. It's Ashley Burgess, and this is awesome. This is Sunday. It's great. It's a great day. Lovely. You know, later on in this segment, I have my interview with the Addams Family actors, Curtis Holbrook and Courtney Wolfson. And now we are on the line with Cynthia Smoot with Out and About. Cynthia, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, Ashley. I'm great. I actually caught the Addams Family on Friday night with my son, and I thought it was fantastic.
Wasn't it great?
It was so fun. My 12-year-old had never even heard of the Addams Family, which made me feel really old, but even he loved it. So you don't even have to know anything about the Addams Family. It's a really super fun show. I give it 2 thumbs up.
I do, too. I really enjoyed myself, and honestly, I do like musicals, but that one was actually one of the, probably the funnest one I've been to. And
it was
probably
funny.
Yeah. I really liked it. I thought everybody was great. I loved
it. Let's talk about what's coming up this next week.
Yeah, so I think some of y'all want to see my Facebook post, an update on Saturday, post the LSU-Florida game. And yes, I'm still hoping that someone knows of a good quarterback that's willing to relocate to Baton Rouge. They can contact Les Miles. I'm not kidding. But Cynthia, honestly, let's talk about Texas OU rivalry.
Well, it's one of the biggest games of the year, especially around these parts. I mean, fall is all about football, and the Texas OU Red River, oh my gosh, that is a tongue twister, Red River rivalry.
Wow, that is a tongue twister.
Try saying that 3 times fast. It's one of the nation's biggest games, and there are going to be parties and all kinds of festivities happening in bars and restaurants all over town, so I wanted to highlight a couple for you tonight. On Friday, October 12th at FIG, which is the Fashion Industry Gallery downtown, they're going to have more of a VIP party, more of a highbrow experience, if you will. And they're inviting Texas students, alumni, friends, and fans to come down and paint the town burnt orange on Friday, October 12th. It's a $100 ticket, so it is a little pricey, but you're going to have some great food from Dakota Steakhouse, Dish Restaurant, the Hacienda on Henderson, and Lockhart Smokehouse. They're going to have all kinds of spirits and beer, live music from the King Bucks and DJ Wiz T, who's the official DJ of the Dallas Mavericks, raffle prizes, and it's just going to be a really fun way to kick off the weekend. You can get more information and tickets at www.burntorangebash.com. And if you're looking for a more fun, casual experience and you don't have tickets for the game, on Saturday, head over to Urban Taco on McKinney Avenue in Uptown. They're going to have the game on 9 different flat-screen TVs and a jumbo projector. They will be serving their brunch menu from 9 to 1 with $10 bottomless mimosas and margaritas. They'll have a special game day menu, or you can just order off the regular menu, and they're going to have all kinds of shot and drink specials all day, and no party at Urban Taco is complete without tunes from DJ Chamo. So that should be a really fun way to spend the day if you don't have tickets for the game.
Even as an LSU fan, I'm interested. But, you know, I love drinks and I love good food, just like that. I love greyhounds, but not the drink, the dog. I love, you know, I love, like, dog bakeries and the dog biscuits and fellowship. And, you know, I like a good block party.
Well, listen, if you're not too hungover from the Texas OU experience, on Sunday, October 14th, from noon to 4 p.m., head over to the Dallas Arts District. They're going to be having a fall block party at One Arts Plaza. They're going to have it closed off for pedestrian-only traffic, where guests can enjoy food demonstrations from favorites like Teon, Fedora, and Jorge's, along with newcomers to One Arts Plaza, The Greek and Café d'Artiste. They're going to have a big cocktail contest competition at 1 o'clock, with like a mystery ingredient that all of the participants will have to incorporate into a beverage. And they're going to have some local celebrity judges, including me, that will pick a winner. There's going to be local food and gift vendors. And dogs are welcome. They'll even have a Halloween costume contest at 3 p.m. And admission is free. It's open to the public. So that should be a fun way to spend the afternoon.
Do you think you can get me one of those badges that says I'm a drink tester, you know, a celebrity judge?
I'm sure I can work you some friend magic.
I like
that. Come
on
down.
I believe you can, so that's why I asked, you know.
Of course.
So I really can't wait to dress up my little buddy man too. That'll be kind of cool.
Well, Halloween is so fun when you have pets. There are so many cute pet costumes.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So if our listeners missed anything and also wanted to inquire about the other probably million things you got going on in Dallas and things you know of and everything else, where would they go?
Well, you can head on over to osocynthia.com. I will have all the details about the events we just discussed and a multitude of others. Dallas is no shortage of fun things to do every week. It's why I love coming on your show and highlighting some of my favorites. So head on over to osocynthia.com and you can get all the details.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. And I definitely want to see you for sure on Sunday at the block party.
Sounds awesome. I hope to see you out there. Thanks, Ashley.
Hey, thank you, sweetie. You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. I love Cynthia. She has always the most interesting and neat things and always kind of gives you that perspective on where to go. And you might not pick all of them, you might pick one, you might pick two, but at least you know where you can get in to fit in. And that's important because, you know, if you don't fit in, you don't feel comfortable, why even try to deal with it, right? That's my deal. That's my A to B right there. So I actually had the divine pleasure, which was really fun, on Thursday. On Thursday evening, I actually got to go to the first showing of The Addams Family, the new musical comedy that the Dallas Summer Musical Group had actually brought to Dallas, which was really neat. And so it was on Broadway prior, and now it's actually at the Music Hall at Fair Park. And it goes from October 2nd through the 21st of 2012, which is wonderful. And the Dallas Summer Musical group and their whole group is really interesting people, very good people that want to bring art and the love of music to Dallas. And I think that's wonderful. And actually, it was really great. After the showing that evening, there was a little party for the Dallas Summer Musicals, and I was able to actually do two different interviews. And it was wonderful. And both interviews were quite interesting. In the show, in the musical, you have the Addams Family and the daughter of Gomez, which is the father, and Morticia, which is the mother, is Wednesday. And Wednesday Addams is played by Courtney Wolfson. And I got to speak with her, and she's done everything from The Addams Family, the one on Broadway, and a plethora of other plays and musicals, as well as some TV. I also got the chance of interviewing Curtis Holbrook, and Curtis plays Lucas Beneke, which is the boy that's in love with Wednesday and wants to marry her from a normal family that's not The Addams Family. And he's been in a lot of things as well, West Side Story, as well as the Broadway of The Addams Family, to Oz, to Footloose, to Hairspray, and even been in All My Children and As the World Turns. And so it's really interesting. And so my first question that I was able to ask Courtney, which was neat, is I asked her, I was like, you know, starting at the beginning of building a career, you know, you build this career, how did you get started in this craft of being in musicals and where does that put you now?
Well, my name's Courtney Wolfson. I play Wednesday Addams in The Addams Family. And I started just singing at a really young age. I didn't know what that meant. I just knew I liked music. I liked to sing. I started playing instruments. And then when I got to high school, I couldn't think of anything else I wanted to actually spend my time doing. So I started to apply to colleges that did music theater because actually at the time I was dating a guy who was a year older than me in theater. And he said, I think you can do this for a living and give it a try. And so I said, I'm going to apply to my top three schools. And if I get into one, I'm going to pursue it as an actual career. And when I did, I ran with it. So it actually just came out of liking to perform and sing.
That totally rocks. And then I was asking, you know, do you still speak to that guy, the ex-boyfriend, the person that got you into this artistic craft?
No, well, he lives in New York. He's actually an actor in New York. So yes, I'm so close to this family. I run into him on the street occasionally. But.
And I realize you don't date anymore, you know. And there's something wonderful, though, about a relationship with the person that, you know, kind of helped you, pursue what you love.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people are in your life for a reason, I always say. I dated him for 4 years through high school and college, and I think, looking back, the one best thing I got out of it was that if it weren't for him, I probably wouldn't have pursued theater as a career.
You know, that's awesome, you know, that he helped out in your life that way.
I just needed someone to say, I think you can do that, and it was enough. I ran with it.
You know, and then I was able to actually, you know, talk with Curtis. And Curtis Holbrook, you know, he's been in, just like Courtney, has been in all kinds of things. And they come from they're very, very down-to-earth, holistic, very wonderful people. And, you know, Curtis, how did you get started in this particular craft?
My name is Curtis Holbrook, and I play Lucas Beineke in The Addams Family. And My mom has a dance studio, and so I started tap dancing when I was 2 years old. And then I decided I didn't want to dance anymore when I was like 11. And my mom took me to see the national tour of West Side Story. They came through San Antonio, Texas. And an actor by the name of Christian Borle, who you might recognize from Smash fame, played Riff. And I remember his performance so vividly, and I remember just that show so vividly. And I walked out of the theater that night saying, that's what I have to do. And so I started doing everything I could. I took every class at my mom's dance studio. I went to a performing arts high school in San Antonio. And when I was 17, I decided that I didn't want to be in high school anymore. I wanted to audition and see what would happen. So I moved to LA and I auditioned for my first Broadway show, which was Footloose, and ended up booking it, and it took me to New York, and I really haven't looked back since. Yeah, that's kind of my story.
That's awesome. You know, you and Courtney have very different, you know, but somewhat similar beginnings in the fact that somebody kind of helped propel you to follow your dream.
And they're very different, too.
Yeah.
It's the thing that I always tell people about this business is there is no set way to do it. There's no, like, clear cut, like, this is how you become an actor.
No.
Like, it's kind of just about trusting your instincts and your gut. And even when other people are telling you that's not the right decision to make, and even when your mind is saying that's the wrong decision, but your gut is saying do this, you have to follow your gut. Because then you'll have no regrets. Like when your mind gets in the way of making those decisions.
Yeah, especially in a career like this. Yeah, it's not logical. So you can't really go with logic. You have to run with what you feel and hope you're ready and see how it works out.
That's awesome. You know, Curtis, what's one lasting thought that you would like to share with our prospective listeners?
Other people's successes are not your failures.
That's really interesting because, like I was talking about at the beginning of the show, a lot of times we look at what people are doing in their life, and sometimes we feel behind the eight ball that we're not, you know, participating enough or doing what we should be doing. But in actuality, we should look at people's successes as something to kind of bring us up and propel us to kind of put that fire under our butt to actually get the things done that we want instead of seeing the negative in it. And, you know, Courtney, could you say one? What's your last thought and lasting thought for our prospective listeners tonight?
Looking back, the biggest thing that helped me get where I am now is just practicing. And people told me that growing up, playing an instrument or singing or dancing or whatever you do, and I think that it's really underrated. I had a voice teacher tell me in college, you have an opportunity to be really good or really mediocre, and you have a few years left in training where your parents are still paying for it. And she said, practice every day. And I started practicing every day. Whatever it is that you love, whatever your craft is, to do it every single day of your life, and you're inevitably going to get better.
Man, that is amazing. You have to admit, this is exactly on point for what I've been talking about, is when you love what you do and you do what you love, it's awesome. If you don't love what you're doing right now, that's cool too. Everybody's gone through that. But you got to start looking for what you love and kind of start streamlining to that point. Even though change can be painful in the beginning, it can be very pleasurable and the right thing to do once you get there. So I really appreciate my interview with Curtis Holbrook and Courtney Wolfson. And I appreciate and thank the Dallas Summer Musicals Group and their representatives for allowing me to do that interview on opening night. And it was wonderful, and it was a great party and a great group of people. When we come back, we will be joined back with Matt Curry in the studio roundtable, and we'll have our lasting words for this Sunday, as well as some upcoming things for the following week. So stay tuned for this very short break, and we'll be right back.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit ashleyburgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to ashleyburgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit ashleybergess.org today.